Mikel Harup, bummer about the fall in Moto2, but still a pretty good day for you.
Yeah, I was battling a little bit early on in the day, and yeah, to be able to turn it around, run up in the top three was good. Not the easiest of weekends, but we take those. We enjoy those as well and try and improve and work on the setup a little bit, which we did. So awesome start, especially in that second moto.
Like, all of you guys have been getting good starts.
Yeah, we've been practicing a lot of starts, and we've been trying to get the setup to where we can be, you know, because in this field, you got to be there in the beginning. Otherwise, you have no chance on running in the top five. So
as you probably know, this place is a love or hate thing for riders. Some people hate this place. Your first time here, where are you at? Where are we at on this track?
I loved riding it. Early in the day, I was battling a little bit with it.
When there was traction, you didn't like it as much?
The traction bit didn't annoy me at all. Like, also second moto, I don't care. That bit is fine. It's more the tightness, letting it roll, hitting the ruts properly, and like that was what I was battling with a little bit, because it's sort of tight, like it was in Pala, like the round one, and I was battling that one a little bit too. So that was the thing. The surface was fine.
I was thinking, like, you were like, wait, because most people like it in practice, and then as it goes on, it gets crappier. So I was like, wait, you're opposite, but not for those reasons, right?
No. And then I was working on the whoop section as well. Yeah. Like, that was not, I didn't know how to approach it. Came in after round one, and the boys were like teasing me a little bit, because obviously I was a dummy through those. I got it. So they knew exactly if they were on the back of me, they would make the pass through the whoops. But I felt like I managed that pretty well. I got some jumping techniques going and skimmed it a few times and stuff. So, I mean, they were not shoot whoops, but it's still whoops. And those guys, they know how to run them. So I think that was probably my downfall a little bit early in the day.
What about shadows?
No, I didn't bother me.
Good?
No, yeah, it was fine. It's fine. Like in a fall, nice fall day where the sun's really low, it's sort of similar. And we do that all the time.
You guys ride there like that all the time?
Yeah. Okay. You go like back him in like the fall. That's all you see. You can't see the ruts or nothing. You just gotta hope, pray.
Okay, so we're 8 rounds down. Top 3 tracks in America for you right now. Top 3.
Millville is one.
Oh, that's my favorite too.
Yeah. I have a feeling we're gonna come up to some good rounds now as well.
You're gonna like Unadilla.
I believe so. Yeah. So Millville one. Then number 2. High Point.
High Point. Yep.
Yeah. And then I think probably Southwick.
Okay.
For Sandtrack, I think it was pretty cool with the elevation.
Yep.
Oh, it's not bad.
Well, hey, riding better, getting better. Podium's got to be the goal, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now I believe I'm 5th in the championship as well.
Good job. Well, Lewis and I look super smart, because we said, hey, he's probably going to end up top 5 in the points at the end of the year. Like that, we said that. So,
my consistency is showing. But like you say, next goal is to start chasing those podiums a little bit more.
Sure, cool. Yeah. Thank you, man.
I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, man.